Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
Hi, good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and you're listening to Texas Outdoor News, brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Today we'll be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And want to wish all the fathers out there a very happy Father's Day. And hopefully Texas is going to cool off a little bit this weekend. We have been in some hot weather. We go from a deluge of rainfall, runoff, to oppressive heat, to where now maybe we're going to cool a little bit. And you bundle up all those points, and it's time to do a little boating safety talk with you. And to join us later in the program, Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Department's Boating Education Manager, will be joining us. And we'll be talking about how you can protect yourself, how you can enjoy the waterways with a lot more issues you have to deal with this year than maybe last. So we'll get into that, plus some news, and just have some fun. So y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors. This is Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 13 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
Hi, you're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson flying solo this weekend. And hey, I do appreciate you making this program a part of your weekend plans. Again, hope everybody's having a great Father's Day weekend. To all the dads out there, God bless you. Thank you. To my dad, I love you. And thank you for introducing me to the world of the outdoors and all the other things that you've done that I never said thanks for. You know, we are, knowing that this was Father's Day week, if you would, was with a bunch of outdoor writers, bunch of friends and associates from Texas Outdoors Journal down in Port Mansfield at the beautiful Getaway Adventures Lodge. Mike Sutton has become a very dear and close friend, the owner, and what a great time. And while fishing, you know, I was thinking about my dad and others that influenced my outdoor career, and just had a great time, and we kind of shared some things about things that we did with our dads and the personality of dads and the way dads can be. And sometimes they can be a handful, let me tell you. But along the way, you know, they are our dad, and they were trying to do right by us. I know that as a father myself, I too have tried to do right and look at the way I was raised and maybe improve or modify the presentation, if you will, or the discipline, while still making the point to my kids. But, you know, great weekend to celebrate. Hope you get out, have a chance. If you can't see your dad, give him a call. And if your dad has already passed, just kind of look to the heavens and go, hey, Dad, thanks. Miss you. Here this week, everybody's thoughts, prayers, and frustrations have been with the folks in Orlando, where another shooting took place by a sick individual. Still, the full results and whys are not there. And there is a lady that was my senior English high school teacher. My senior year in high school, we had a rash of young, freshly graduated teachers trying to corral a whole bunch of rowdy guys and gals. And I have been amazed when we reconnected at how different our political views are. I'm still as conservative, maybe even more so than I once was in political sense. Where she is, wow, just about as liberal and speaks the liberal language as well as anyone. And we were going back and she was making comments about it's time. You see these media types, you see these actors and actresses coming up throwing these one-liners. It's time. It's time for gun control, blah, blah, blah. And she wrote a response to me of saying, hey, the problem is that those 300 people that were there, not a single one was armed. There was not any protection provided by the club. And therein lies part of the problem. She said that she doesn't want America to become the OK Corral at high noon. And I'm going, you know what? But what happens when you're in that situation and that moment becomes the OK Corral at high noon? That's what you need to prepare yourself. It's like insurance. You hope to never use it, but if you have insurance, it is available, because let me tell you, law enforcement will never be there. Probably the most succinct comment that I have read or seen was by former Supreme Court of New Jersey Judge Andrew Napolitano, and he said, all these mass killings have the same ending. The killer stops only when he is killed, but that requires someone else with a gun to be there. Shouldn't that be sooner than later? And I went, you know what? It's absolutely right. Absolutely spot on. And it's something that everyone should really think about and consider. And my goodness, shooting is a fun sport. And why not do something that's fun that can also protect yourself? Going to give you an example. Up in Minnesota, probably it's a blue state, has been for a long time, probably one of the most liberal Midwestern states in the country. But the Winona Senior High School Trap Shooting Club has completed its inaugural season in the spring of 2015, keeping up the statewide trend as one of the fastest growing high school sports in Minnesota. The club will head, or has now headed, to its 2016 Minnesota State High School Trap Shooting Championship in Alexandria, June 14 to 21, where more than 200 high school teams and 7,000 students will participate in the week-long competition. Minnesota high schools having trap and skeet as an elective club. You educators here in the Lone Star State and over in Louisiana, think about it. What a great way to bring about some understanding of firearms while competing as well. Little national news is going to come your way from our friends at Southwick Associates, where they have done a study on behalf of the Safari Club International, and they have discovered that $426 million is contributed by hunting tourism to the African economy each year. And some of the findings discovered that visiting hunters and their travel party on average spend 14 days in the destination countries, with 11 of those days hunting. The United States, the largest portion of visiting hunters, 74%, followed by Europe, 16%. South Africa received the greatest number of visiting hunters, about 8,400 folks, followed by Namibia of about 7,100, and Zimbabwe at a little less than 1,400. Average total expenditure per hunter is an estimated $26,000, with the average in-country expense for the professional hunter packages, fees, souvenirs, and more approximately $20,600. So, yeah, there's definitely a very, very positive impact to those that that hunt and fish. And speaking of fishing, we're going to check in and see what's going on with our weekly CCA Star Tournament leaderboard. If Harold were here, he'd call them their Little Nippers, the youngsters, Star Kids Scholarship Division, ages 6 to 10, $50,000 scholarship up for grabs. Flounder leader, Noah Fong, 3 pounds, 15 ounces. Sheephead leader, Rylan Basie, 8 pounds, 12 ounce. Anthony Summerall leads Gaff Top, 6 pounds, 5 ounce. In the Academy Sports and Outdoors Star Teen Scholarship Trout Division, 11 to 17-year-olds, 6-pound minimum, $25,000 scholarship. All three slots have leaders in the Upper Coast. Dylan Balch leads with a 7-pound, 8-ounce trout. Blake Winkler is the Mid-Coast leader, 6-pound, 2-ounce. And Mitch Lissy leads the Lower Coast, 7 pounds, 9 ounce. In the Star Teen Scholarship Inshore Division, Thomas Fisher Jr. is the flounder leader, 5 pounds even. Ian Wells leads with a sheep's head that weighed 6 pounds, 3 ounces. And Carlos Gonzalez is the gaff top leader, 4 pounds, 8 ounces. In the Adult Speckled Trout Division, all three slots, in fact, we've got it all the way out with some runner-ups. But the big coast for the entire Texas coast currently is in the Upper Coast, where Dean Halewin leads 9 pounds, 9 ounce. Cody Vasek leads the Mid-Coast, 8 pounds, 13 ounces. And James Vaughn leads the Lower Coast, 9 pounds, 1 ounce. Heading offshore, and oh, God, earlier this week, offshore off Mustang Island was absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Kingfish leader, 30-pound minimum, Matthew Bronstein, 62 pounds, 13 ounce. Curtis Lutkick leads with a 21-pound, 2-ounce Dorado. That's just over the 20-pound minimum. No one has caught a ling larger than the 50-pound minimum. In the adult flounder division, Joshua Delf leads 6 pounds, 5 ounce. The 10-pound, 5-ounce sheep's head was caught by Jerry Mills. And Troy Summerall III is your gaff top leader, 7 pound, 8 ounces. In the Texas Ford Dealer Redfish, Tagged Redfish Division, Jeff Myers of Houston has caught and has been confirmed a tagged redfish. Love these stories. The alarm went off on a Friday morning at 4:15, but he was almost too tired to get up, but he knew his girlfriend, Karen, would be disappointed if they didn't go fishing. Goes to the Texas City dike to launch the boat, looked at the quarter shrimp he had bought, noticed that there was a whole bunch of little ones and some that were probably of good size to fish with, made a cast out, and catches a fish, and as he's bringing it in, he sees it's a tag. Now, if you see a tag, and if you've been fishing the Star Tournament for any length of time, I know I have thought of this. Not that I've caught a tagged redfish, but just if I saw a tag, I'd be excited. And then I'm going, oh, please be this year's tag. Please not last year's tag. What happens? We never hear about those tags on redfish from prior years. I know that they'll get larger and probably go to the Gulf where we won't see him again, but you just have to wonder what happened. But anyway, he caught it. He's been polygraphed. He is a winner. Congratulations. There are now 59 other fish still swimming in places that people love to fish, and they want you to catch them. So be sure that you are entered in this year's tournament. All right, it's time for a break. When we come back, we're going to get into the outdoor report right after this.
America's best-selling truck, 39 years running, is Ford. These people work hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 39 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they will build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 39 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Here's to the winners in the 27th annual CCA Texas Star Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford dealers Tilson Homes and Capital Farm Credit. Star features over $1 million in scholarships and prizes, all yours to win. Just ask Scott Hayofsky.
Truck, boat, motor, trailer. Four prizes in one. Thanks, CCA.
Or Wayne Grice.
I got this sheephead on my line, and now this boat's all mine.
Or Crystal Trabig about her prize.
That makes me the fishing queen.
And these are just a few of the big prizes from Tilson Homes, Capital Farm Credits, Academy Sports and Outdoors, Houston Community Newspapers and Media Group, Texas Fish and Game Magazine, Costa Sunglasses, Haney Boats, Mouty Boats, Shoalwater Boats, Dartle Boats. Sign up at participating Academy Sports and Outdoors, local bait camps, and marinas. For information, watch ABC 13's Boat and Beach Report Fridays at 11 a.m. or visit startournament.org and sign up now.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
I'm back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson, man, I am glad that you have joined me today. And looks as though we're starting to make our way into some very specific summertime patterns on area lakes as well as along the coast. Of course, on our lakes, many of them need to settle down just a bit from high water. And boy, we've got some high water that still is being held quite simply to allow the major, what I call, upper coast river systems to get back down well into their banks and before water's going to be released. But we'll get into that in more detail as we move through this report, as I move through this report. On Coleto Creek, Best Bite, Channel, and Blue Catfish are good on shrimp and perch. That impound is about a third of a foot high. Choke Canyon Reservoir is continuing to see a slow rise. 22-foot low, but Channel and Blue Catfish are good on shrimp and night crawlers. Anybody that's been on Choke Canyon know how much vegetation has come up with that lake being low, and every foot of water that comes up inundates and floods more vegetation, which will make fishing really very, very good as things move forward. Amistad Reservoir, black bass fishing is good on green pumpkin crankbaits and spinnerbaits on watermelon soft plastics. Falcon Reservoir, channel and blue catfish are good on frozen shrimp under the birds. Brownwood, a little less than a foot high, but the lake is closed due to floating debris. Said it was supposed to open last week. Just looking at the report that we got, they're now saying maybe this weekend. O.H. Ivy, absolutely amazing that that lake has picked up about 10 foot of water, and Tuesday and Wednesday some more weather came through the panhandle and into J.B. Thomas Reservoir up that way on the upper reaches of the Colorado River. We'll see if it picks up some more. But that is a lake to definitely keep your eyes on for all you bass anglers. Lake Conroe is just a skosh high. Striped bass are good on white striper jigs. Crappie are good on minnows and peak tubes over brush pile. Lake Fork, crappie are good on minnows with catfish good on trot lines. Lake Livingston, well, let me give you Lake of the Pines. No fishing report, but it's about 8 foot high. Lake Livingston, about a half a foot high. White bass are good on pet spoons, troll tubes, and Charlie slabs. Crabs are good on minnows. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on chartreuse, spinnerbaits, crankbaits, and rattle traps. Over on the Red River, Wright Patman, about 30 foot high still. Lake Palestine, about a half a foot high. Black bass are good on Texas craws, Texas rig craws, Finex jigs, and buzz jigs. Buzz frogs, get that out, Bill, buzz frogs. Richland Chambers, white bass are good on slabs. Crappie are good on minnows. Lake Somerville, still about 20 foot high. Texoma, a little over 4 foot high, but black bass fishing is good on shallow crankbaits. Texas rig creature baits, flipping jigs in and around the shallow flooded cover. Lake Whitney, that's on the upper reaches of the Brazos River north of Waco, about 27 and a half foot high, and that has been a fairly consistent level as they continue to hold, letting the Brazos River continue to recede. Lake Buchanan, one of the last of the Highland Lake chains to basically refill. It's about a half a foot low. Black bass fishing is good on watermelon, red scoundrel worms, and cinchos. Striped bass are good on chartreuse, soft plastic, zero spooks, and black-blue crankbaits at daylight. Canyon Reservoir, no report, but it is just a little less than 8 foot high. Lake LBJ, black bass are good on white poppers, pumpkin seed curb jigs, and chartreuse wacky sticks. Fished in 10 to 20 feet of water at daylight. Lake Travis, no fishing report, but after having been so low and then it got high, it is now down to about 9 foot above conservation pool. On the coast we go, and reports out of Lake Calcasieu say that there is some good fishing. Some of the hottest action of the year has been on the south end of the lake, and that the higher tides that had been experienced were keeping the freshwater up north. Now that tides are dropping out, we'll see how that flows on out. But very good catches have been coming from the short rigs in the Gulf and rocks on the beachfront when winds and conditions have allowed. On Sabine Lake, old reliable Captain Randy Foreman said birds are working south end with lots of trout with redfish mixed in. Also along the Louisiana shoreline, it's holding great numbers of flounder. Also nice redfish and trout are showing up in the Sabine Channel on an incoming tide. Yes, jetty fishing is starting to pick up, folks. Captain Ryan Battistoni continues to catch some good fish out of West Galveston Bay and over toward Chocolate Bayou, and he continues to talk about the great flounder fishing in that bay. Then we head down to Captain Nathan Bebout, who reports that San Antonio Bay is pretty fresh with the Guadalupe River, all the water that's dumped in, pushing everyone right along the Matagorda Island shoreline and on over toward Ayers and Mesquite Bay around Cedar Bayou, where fishing has been very good. In behind St. Joe Island, fishing has been good, particularly around the mouths of Back Lake drains. On the upper Laguna Madre, Captain Alan Sifford says the King Ranch shoreline has been good in water 4 to 5 feet deep toward the shore, fishing the grass beds. Out of Port Mansfield, got to stop and say thanks to Mike Sutton and crew. What a great time. And we fished south of Port Mansfield toward the Arroyo over grass beds. Robert Sloan, Texas Outdoors Journal senior saltwater editor, was with me the first day fishing with Mitch Richmond. We all started fishing, throwing what we thought would work, throwing topwater baits. Sloan went right to a yum money minnow in kind of a cream color and was just wearing out fish. I started adjusting and finally went to a 3-inch Bass Assassin paddle tail, pearl chartreuse tail. Then I started catching fish, but they wouldn't touch anything else. The next day with Captain Ted Springer, And I was fishing with TOJ's Upper Coast editor, Nate Skinner. And we pull up to a spot up toward the land cut. And my goodness, first cast, stuck a fish. Keeper released it. Second cast, another keeper, about an 18-inch trout, released it. Third cast, and they're going, what are you using? And it was the same thing I'd used before. Again, that 3-inch Bass Assassin in pearl chartreuse tail. Good fish. Nate caught a really, really pretty 5.5-inch trout that we photographed and released. On the lower coast, Captain Hincho Gutierrez Jr. out of Port Isabel says fishing has been good from the convention center up to the second drum boat for scattered trout, along with a few reds hitting live shrimp under a popping cork. Long bar continues to be good with scattered reds hitting live croakers on the bars, topwaters, and gulps under maulers, and the causeway has a few trout, sheep's head, and mangrove snapper hitting live shrimp. All right, checking the Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, are a quintet of days. Good days. Thursday slips to fair. Friday is good. Next weekend, Saturday and Sunday, are our two best days of the week. This weekend, look for game to be most active from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday and Tuesday, this major feeding period of the day will begin either side of the noon hour and last until late afternoon. On Wednesday and Thursday, times will have continued to adjust with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours before sunset. Friday and Saturday will see this most active period occur from mid-afternoon until the evening hours after sunset. Next Sunday, a major time shift occurs with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise and continuing to feed until mid-morning. On Monday, June 20th, folks, that's the first day of summer, we will have a full moon. On the coast this weekend, as well as Monday and Tuesday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Wednesday's a three tide day with two high tides and just one low. Thursday has a double tide schedule. Friday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Next Saturday and Sunday have a double tide schedule. And if you didn't get that, pick up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal on area newsstands. Better yet, pick up a copy and then give Dad or yourself a subscription for Father's Day. On the hunting scene, javelina season continues through August 31st in 50 South Texas counties in the South Zone. And our countdown to September 1 continues just a little over 10 weeks away before the start of fall hunting seasons and dove season. All right, it's time for another break. When we come back, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boater Education Manager Tim Spice will join me.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass-smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light-gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The weather's warmed, winds have laid, and fishing across Texas is heating up. Whether it's fresh or saltwater, Texas Outdoors Journal is your best source of timely tips, salooner and tide tables, as well as updates on patterns that'll keep you on fish. And even though it's prime time for fishing, Texas Outdoors Journal let hunters know of off-season opportunities as well as how to improve one's skills. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas in an annual competition held by the Texas Outdoor Writers Association. No other publication can make a similar claim. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News, and it is group participation time. And Harold's not here, so I'm going to have to kind of wing it on my own, see what we can do. Everybody gather around the radio and join me and say, "Hey, Port A." That's Port Aransas on Mustang Island, surrounded by pristine bays, estuaries, and the deep blue waters of the Gulf of Mexico. Port A is truly the fishing capital of Texas. Come fish, golf, and play Texas Island style. Tell you what, one of the best things you can do when you're looking for a destination is to go to that area's website, and portaransas.org is a great place to help you see what's going on Mustang Island in Port Aransas all through the summer months, or really all through the year. And, of course, this weekend, the Woody's Ladies Powder Puff Tournament is underway, where the ladies only get in on the action. Next week, the 23rd annual fishing break will take place. Information there. There's all sorts of tournaments that go on throughout the year. So you can check that out. Told you how beautiful the water was near shore, and they're catching fish in the surf. Blue water is closed for those running in the mosquito fleet. And in the bays, my goodness, plenty of redfish, trout, and flounder. Plus, the nice thing is the offshore waters do not have a lot of the floating debris that has come into other parts of the coast. Give them a call at 1-800-45-COAST. And when you visit with them, be sure and say, "Hey, Port A." Our guest, and he is an annual visitor over a number of years, is Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boater Education Manager. Tim, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, my friend?
We're doing good, Bill. How are you today?
Tell you what, doing great. Listen, perfect time to do kind of our annual update reminder as we visit with you. The big Houston Summer Boat Show opens this coming Wednesday and will run through next Sunday. And it's the type of a boat show where there's a lot of clearance, end of model year, great financing options. And there's a lot of new boaters that are new folks that we become new boaters buying boats. And unfortunately, those things don't come with a brake pedal. And they really need to get some instruction, don't they?
Yeah, they don't come with instruction either. We recommend that if you're going to make that kind of investment in a boat, that you get some training either through the dealer or through a local provider or volunteer that can help teach you how to operate your boat safely, and you'll have a better time on the water. I guarantee it.
Absolutely. Now, Texas Parks and Wildlife in the state is phasing in the requirement for a boater education course. And what is the age now requirement where you have to have that certificate?
So if you want to operate a vessel alone on public waters, if you're born on or after September 1st, 1993,
okay,
you've got to take a boater education course.
Well, every year, then that requirement means that folks get a little bit older, right?
That's correct. Every year, so what are we up to? 23-year-olds this year,
right? Exactly.
And it stair steps up every year. So, and we hope folks know about it, you can get out there and take a class. I don't know if you know, Bill, but we did not have any personal watercraft fatalities last year.
Wow, really? No.
It was a first for Texas. So we know that the education program is working for that user group.
Y'all have a great informative website, very supportive for those of us that fish and hunt, tpwd.texas.gov. And I guess the best place to go then is to click on the boating tab, right?
Well, yeah, and the boating across the top, there's all kinds of tabs there. Talk to a game warden if you like. Find your local game warden and give them a call if you have a question about the law. Or on the boating page, there's some videos there that are great for water safety, one for teenagers and one for parents of folks that can help you stay safe on the water.
Very good. All right, listen, we're going to come back and continue our conversation with you and tell more about where folks can become better informed and safer boaters. But we're up against the mid-portion of the program. Folks, you stick around as well, as we'll be right back with more Texas Outdoor News right after
this.
You're
listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News. Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural Texas have had a trusted financial resource in Capital Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Financing Texas for 100 years.
Hi, it is Father's Day weekend, and if your dad happens to be a hunter like mine is, you know what? Why don't you venture over to one of the four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area and pick up a little ammo and head to the range with Dad and do some shooting. The Remington 9mm pistol ammo, 350-round range bucket, only $89.97. If you happen to shoot a modern sporting rifle in .223, Hornaday's .223 ammo, 50-round box. This is some of the good stuff, $28.97. If you're going to burn up some ammunition, the CCI Blazer Brass pistol ammo, 50-round box, $13.97. That's just some of the ammo options. We talk about guns all the time, but don't miss out on the great accessories. And if you are looking for a little help, then, go visit with the professionals. They've got some great people behind the counters that can help you with all your shooting needs. That is at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. We continue our conversation with Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boater Education Manager. Tim, at the top of the program, and we've been doing this for several weeks now, we did it last year at this time, we talked about all the lakes that are shut down due to floating debris. We talk about challenges that take place on the water from the Guadalupe River to the Sabine River. There is a lot of debris that floats down the rivers, and if it's not trapped behind one of the dams, then it goes on to the Gulf of Mexico or out in nearshore waters. That debris continues to float until it is washed back on shore. And that's something that creates some additional challenges for boaters, right?
Yeah, a couple of things that boaters may not be used to this time of year that's a little different is the floating debris. And what some folks have to remember, what we all have to remember when we're out on a boat, is sometimes that debris is below the surface and you can't see it. So you may have a place that you're very familiar with when you're boating or fishing, and it's going to be a little different this year. So the best advice there is maybe slow down a little bit, because you may not see that log that's just below the surface. And a new lower unit's a little expensive now.
Yeah, it really is. Some of these boats, and all the time I spend on the coast, see these fast center consoles and guys just kind of wanting to show off to their buddies how fast it goes. To me, all that top-end speed really means that allows me to back the throttle off and achieve a better fuel burn, a better gallon per hour burned, as opposed to running wide open. And people don't seem to get that sometimes. It's like, I want to get there as fast as I can. And many times you miss a whole lot, or sometimes what you don't miss can create a problem.
Yeah, one of the things that we talk about in classes and we try to reiterate with all boat operators, as a skipper of a boat, you're required to have a proper lookout. One of the major causes of all accidents is operator inattention. So that's especially true now when you've got debris out on the water. You just got to pay attention to it. You might also not be very familiar with currents and faster moving water, especially again in your familiar location where you're boating. there may be some currents you're unaware of. So it's a good idea to just slow down, take some time, and learn what those currents are before you hit that throttle.
Absolutely. Last spring of 2015, was on the boat with Captain Alan Sifford, veteran guide out of Corpus Christi, and Captain Nate Skinner, Captain Robert Sloan, and myself as a master captain. Had four captains on the boat. We were running it at first light, and I guarantee you there were four heads on a swivel. I mean, there was only one operating, and that was Alan, but all four of us were intimately aware of what was going on around and providing additional eyes as we ran it in a low light condition. Let me. You mentioned current, and I want to bring something up that maybe people are not aware of, and certainly new boaters are not aware of. And we see it happen regularly at the Texas City Dyke around those launch ramps. I have seen it around Dagger and Stedman beside the Corpus Christi ship channel, and that is where big tankers are moving through the water. And the displacement of water that takes place many times, that can literally suck water off of a flat, off of a boat ramp, or on the other side, once it passes and that water returns, creates an entirely different situation. So that lookout when you're running should also be vigilant while fishing as well.
Everywhere we go, this time of year, with the change in the water, in the flow, and the full lakes, we've just got to pay attention a little bit more than we may normally do, because the place that you go boating and you go fishing has changed, and that's the neat thing about getting out on the water. It always changes every time you go out, but now it's a significant change.
Boy, I tell you what, Tim, you're setting me up great today with my questions. You mentioned the word change, and we have so many lakes that are still holding water well above conservation pool to allow the rivers to recede before water's released into that drainage. And when you have a high water situation, and then if you're not watching what's taking place on lakes, as that water drops down, as need for that water supply, we know that we will end up eventually seeing, once again, lower water levels. That all changes, and what may be flooded becomes exposed, may become potential hazards. Again, being vigilant and being aware of where you're going to boat.
And, yes, everyone needs to do that. It's a lot of fun to get out there and see some of those changes, see the water up and then see the water down, but it will change, so don't become so familiar with your surroundings that you're not paying attention, and you'll have a great time.
Absolutely. Back to your website just before we run out of time. On the tpwd.texas.gov, go to the boating tab and look under boating education. You all have online courses. You have classes scheduled by city, by date, all these different things. Are you all publishing, besides online, any releases as to when boater education courses are going to be available in different communities?
On the website, we've got the classes that are listed, and they change. We use volunteer instructors and partners like the Coast Guard Auxiliary and Power Squadron to teach classes. So those change as volunteers schedule their classes. We've got three online providers, so you have a choice for an online course, and we've had an increase in the use of paddlecraft, so we've also got a link there for a free paddling course. So if you're new to the paddling community, or you got your kids out there and you want to see how to be safe in a paddlecraft, whether it's a stand-up paddleboard or a kayak or a canoe, we've got a free online course available there also on the boater education page.
You know, I know on the hunting side, I've taken several hunter education courses, one for my own certification, and then with my late wife and son to get them certified. And I love the classroom setting because of the interaction, the question from other individuals, or maybe the experienced boater that's there just to take and sit in on a refresher or see what regulations may have changed. There's a lot of benefit to
continuing your education even once you're certified, right?
I agree, too. And for those of us that are purchasing a new boat anytime soon, I highly recommend you talk to the dealer, or if you're in a major metropolitan area, there are some providers out there, not through Parks and Wildlife, but the public sector that can actually take you out on your boat and give you some hands-on experience. And that doesn't hurt.
Absolutely. Well, I'll tell you what, lots of great information. Again, tpwd.texas.gov. Click on the boating tab. Go down to boater education to find something about upcoming courses specifically. There's a whole lot of other information on boating that is also available under that tab. So, folks, be informed and be safe. Tim, appreciate you joining us today.
Bill, thanks a lot.
Absolutely. Our guest, Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Education Manager. Hey, y'all stick around. We'll be right back right after this.
You get 12 people around a table and you'll have 24 opinions. That's just the way folks are. We've each got our favorite parks, favorite bars, favorite barbecues, and we're not exactly shy when it comes to our opinions. However, this year, the Texas Auto Writers Association got together at the Texas Truck Rodeo and agreed on not one thing, but several things. The Jeep Grand Cherokee Summit 4x4 is the midsize luxury sport utility of Texas. The Cherokee Trailhawk is the compact SUV of Texas. The Renegade Trailhawk is the compact crossover utility vehicle of Texas. And the Wrangler Unlimited Rubicon Hard Rock is the off-road utility vehicle of Texas. It should be no surprise that all it would take was a few Jeep brand vehicles to impress a table full of Texas auto riders. See the most awarded SUV lineup in Texas at your local Jeep dealer. The Jeep brand lineup has received more awards over its lifetime than any other competitive SUV lineup. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Report. Outdoor Report, how about the outdoor calendar here on Texas Outdoor News? Coming up Wednesday through next Sunday at the NRG Center in Houston, the Houston Summer Boat Show. Visit HoustonBoatShows.com. June 25, Central Texas Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet in Killeen. For information, 254-640-0644. Going on now through August 1st is a one-man art show of popular Texas artist Calvin Carter at Texas by Design. But next Saturday at Texas by Design in Rockport, in historic Rockport, there will be a reception from 5 to 7. I was in there midweek, and my goodness, lots of neat things, lots of beautiful artwork embroidered on shirts and other product lines. You can go to TexasByDesignEmbroidery.com and check out their entire lineup, but go in and visit with this really popular artist. June 25, Lone Star Chapter Mule Deer Foundation Banquet in Austin, 817-565-7181. And June 26, the Cypress Creek Chapter National Wild Turkey Federation Fundraiser Banquet in Gilmer, 903-399-8450. And why don't you go to one of those events in your brand new Ford truck? Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles.
In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 39 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means. You know, it is Father's Day weekend, and make some plans to do something with Dad. I mentioned some ammunition buys. Missed one, CCI Mini Mag 22 Long Rifle Hollow Point. This is a 300-round package, only $21.97. But many of you are getting ready for the upcoming deer season, and a very affordable firearm is the Mossberg Patriot Bolt Action 22-inch fluted barrel with mounts. Adjustable trigger, 270 Winchester, 30-06 or 308, $399.97. For those of you looking for the modern sporting rifle, Ruger has the American Rifle, $659.97. It is optic ready. And for you wing shooters, Beretta's A300 Outlander, that's 12-gauge, $659.97. Just some of the great deals at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country, straight shooting since 1961. I want to thank my guest, Tim Spice, Texas Parks and Wildlife Boating Education Manager, for joining us today and giving us some insight into how to be safe on our waterways. I want to remind you that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Hey, Bill Olson signing off, saying y'all be safe so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.